KFIZ News Time 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTag Keating Studios. It's Monday, May 10th of 2021. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Spencer Wagon here with you, closing down our show today. Final segment this morning, talking to Ron Jacob Eisen, who's the Positive Youth Development Extension Educator with the UW Extension, Division of Extension, Fond du Lac County. And he's kind enough to join us on the phone lines for a monthly chat with our friends over at UW Extension. Ron, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. There's a little bit of sunshine coming out. But
there is. Chilly
out, but that's okay. Things are cool. It's springtime. And, you know, as we're moving into spring and as the school year wraps up, we're kind of moving into summer. But we're also moving into another season. We're kind of moving into that celebration season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prom and graduation season. And so I thought I'd just come on and just talk a little bit about, as we move into that, talk about underage drinking and how that fits into celebration, how drinking fits into celebrations with our teens.
Yeah, you mentioned celebrations. We just talked with Sharon Simon from the Fond du Lac School District, one of our updates from them, and they've got graduation. In fact, a month from today, June 10th, is their graduation over at the high school, and not just here in Fond du Lac area, all across the country, seniors being recognized for their accomplishments, moving on to the next chapter of life, and you know, grad parties are being planned, whether it be with your family, whether it be with your friends, or a combination of both. It's important as we sit here and you know, to have fun, but make those right choices, right?
Exactly, and you know, sometimes, I mean, I think over the years, there's, you know, we do have, you know, some sort of narrative that comes up of like, well, you know, all kids drink, or it's a rite of passage, and, you know, all kids do this during their stage of life. But really, things have changed a lot over the years, over the decades. Number one is brain science has changed, so we learned a lot about how alcohol affects a developing brain. Laws have changed, rules have changed, but also our teen behavior has changed, and it's really not the norm for teens to drink. So when you ask kids how much do you think your peers drink, they overestimate and they think their peers drink a lot. But on surveys, the Wisconsin Risk Behavior Youth Survey, we actually see it's not that much. It's really quite the opposite. And so it's something that we call a social norm or a norm. It's a false narrative. So that sounds kind of confusing when you say, and I don't know if you have kids, and you know, or maybe when you're growing up, you're like, Mom, Dad, everybody's going to be there. Mom, Dad, everybody's got Jordan tennis shoes. Mom, Dad, everybody's going to drink. You know, so when you use that phrase, everybody, it really does sound like everybody. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everyone does it. Not everyone does it. And so we want to talk about that and celebrate that. And what I mean by norm is, if you believe that everyone does it, and chances are you sort of fall into behavior. And so I want to use the example of driving down the highway, because I think it's a great example that we can kind of transfer to this real quick. So if you just hang tight with the story, mm-hmm. but let's say, Spencer, you're driving down the highway. You get on the highway. The posted limit, the sign says speed limit 70. So you were taught in driver's ed, that's the limit. I can't drive any faster than that. If I drive any faster than that, what happens?
Going to get pulled over, going to get a ticket.
That's right. But you're on the highway and you all of a sudden realize, well, people are doing 73, 74, 76, 78. What is that all about? Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean by the law and then a norm. It's normal that people can drive, can get away with driving a few miles per hour over the limit. Mm-hmm. I mean, would you agree with that?
Right.
Yeah. And so that's kind of an interesting thing. So that's the norm, that it's okay to go a little faster. But right when you see that trooper with the lights on pulling a car over, what do? When you see that happen and you're driving down the highway
and you're slowing down back to 65 or 70, whatever.
You're slowing down. Right. Some people actually go way below the speed limit. But yes, you slow down. So you see the danger of getting a ticket and you stop, you pull back. And so you're in a weird way. I know when I was teaching my kids to drive, we were on the highway and in the Chicagoland area, and it was really crazy. And I'm like, you got to speed up. And like, but the limit's only 70, you know, and I'm like, you got to speed up. We're going to get creamed here. And so it was weird. I'm actually teaching the child to break the law. And so it's kind of the same thing with alcohol. It's like, well, you're almost 21. You can go ahead and drink. And so it sounds funny to say, I'm going to teach my kid how to break the law. I mean, just that phrase sounds kind of funny. But that's what happens when we drive. You know we can kind of push the limits a little bit, and there's a norm that it's okay to drive a little bit faster. And then when that sense of danger happens, we slow down. And so the same thing happens with underage drinking. If kids don't hear that it affects your brain, if they don't hear it doesn't affect your car insurance or driving ability, if parents are saying it's okay, then chances are that kid's going to think, well, it's okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a good opportunity to remind, you know, your child, first of all, celebrate, that we can celebrate and have fun without alcohol, because many people do it, many adults do it, and many teens do it. So that's an awesome thing. So I do know that people might be listening going, hey, I can give my kid alcohol in my own home. And I get that. That's mm-hmm. that there's that exception of what goes on in your home, you can do that. And there is that even that funny law in Wisconsin of, you know, an underage person, 18 to 20, can be in a bar and get served if a parent says it's okay. Very weird law. When I was a kid growing up in Illinois, we just pictured all these kids bellying up to the bar with their parents and having a great old time. And we wished we lived in Wisconsin. But we also know that that's, even though that rule is there, you know, that's probably not what's happening.
Right.
You know, it's not the norm. It's there. So I'm not talking about religious purposes or on New Year's, you know, everybody in your family has a quick sip of champagne and toast and you let the, you know, your high schooler do that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about saying, hey, I can give my kid alcohol and they might as well do it with me because they're going to do it anyway. And at least I can monitor and know that they're safe. And so that's even a false norm because we can't control once alcohol goes into a child's brain. We can't really control that. It doesn't matter if they're drinking downstairs in the basement or if they're down the block. We really can't control that. Mm-hmm. So a couple tips I would like to just throw out there. Number one, there's a lot of things to think about. Number one is, even if you don't think your child is listening, your child is listening. Surveys show that children say, and I mean teens, say that their parents are a big influence in their life, even in their teenage high school years. So even when you don't think your kid's listening, and all that you think your kid hears is womp, 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 they're listening to you. Number one, so that's one good thing. Number two is have some expectations and help, you know, if you're planning a party with your children, your teens, plan with them. And so if alcohol comes up about, are we going to serve alcohol, it's a great opportunity for you as a parent to talk about, you know, the laws. You talk about how you can celebrate without it. How, you know, it can cause other problems, and even how it affects the parent. So there is a social host ordinance in Fond du Lac, mm-hmm. In the county, as well as some numerous communities around Wisconsin, that says if an adult supplies alcohol or a place for a teen to drink, they can be held legally responsible. So that doesn't mean my kid. That means Spencer, if you're having a party and you're giving alcohol to my kid, that's what I mean by social host. You're mm-hmm. allowing alcohol to be served in your home to underage people. That that is, you know, a legal issue. That's against the law.
Sure.
So talking with your child about limits and rules and how those things can affect things like even your parents' homeowners insurance, car insurance, those are all just life lessons to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, Ron, we talk about this and, you know, we sit here and talk about, you know, the consequences and you know, obviously graduation, it's a big moment in a kid's life. They're done with their schooling, they're going on to college, they're going on to tech school, they're going into the career, going into the military.
And right.
Meant to be a happy time, meant to be a fun time. And, you know, obviously, you know, that's part of that expectation talk. Like, hey, you know, we're very proud of you, congratulations, but, you know, still need to keep the right choices in mind as you move on from one stage of your life to the next and celebrate, but celebrate responsibly. That's the key message, right?
That is. And, you know, it's really tough. It's tough for a kid because, you know, they're looking at and seeing other people have different rights and freedoms. Mm-hmm. And those times will come. You know, it'll happen when it happens. And so we don't have to hurry that along for children. It's like, hey, it's okay. You have to wait until you get your driver's license. Hey, you know what? You have to. You're 18, you can vote. Hey, you're 21, you can drink. Those are all things that, you know, we as parents have messaging that says this will happen for you one day. But for now, let's enjoy the here and the now, and let's be happy, healthy, and safe.
Right.
So if people are interested in finding more information about it, because it is a tough discussion when you don't really talk about it and all of a sudden it's time to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the you can Google how to talk to my teen about underage drinking. The Mayo Clinic has a great little 5-point step discussion on how to do that. You can also look under Fond du Lac Drug-Free Communities has some great links as far as that goes too. And then again, I would just check even with your school. I mean, there's school policies about underage drinking that could affect their academic or athletic life. But, you know, there are students support, you know, office at schools, and those folks might be able to lead you to pointers and discussions on how to keep the conversation going and keep the celebrations happy and safe.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us. Have a great day.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Ron Jacob Eisen joining us here from UW Extension Fond du Lac County. He is the positive youth development educator with Extension, talking about the prom graduation season and making